proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue our series about Solomon's Manual for Rearing Children, as contained in the book of Proverbs. He stressed the importance of disciplining children so that they walk in paths of righteousness. He exhorted his son in Proverbs chapter 22 that he needed to, quote, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, unquote. There are three varieties of discipline: preventive discipline, supportive discipline, and corrective discipline. Preventive discipline occurs when teachers impose guidelines upon their students. This type of discipline involves instructors clearly explaining their expectations to their students. God did this with Joshua in the first chapter of the book of Joshua. He told the Israelite commander that, quote, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein," unquote. That's preventive discipline. Supportive discipline results when teachers issue warnings which give their students an opportunity to correct bad behavior before the student experiences punishment. According to 2 Kings chapter 17, God did that when he sent prophets to the Israelites, warning the Jewish people that they needed to, quote, "Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes," unquote. When supportive discipline proved ineffective, God imposed corrective discipline upon the Jews. As the author of 2 Kings chapter 17 later commented, quote, "The Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight," unquote. Solomon realized that inculcating discipline in a child might entail the imputation of corporeal punishment. In Proverbs chapter 22, he remarked how, quote, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." The rod of correction here may not have been a figure of speech, but a literal instrument of discipline. In Proverbs 19, Solomon advised parents to, quote, "Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying," unquote. This statement implied that the application of such correction would produce pain in its recipient. According to Proverbs chapter 23, furthermore, Solomon advised parents to, quote, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die," unquote. He added that by so doing, parents would, quote, deliver his soul from hell, unquote. When Solomon penned that maxim, perhaps he thought about his older half-brother, Adonijah. Their father, David, did not seem to have taught Adonijah to accept any kind of correction. The writer of 1 Kings chapter 1 explicitly stated that David, quote, "had not displeased him," Adonijah, "had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so," unquote. This lack of externally imposed restraint encouraged Adonijah to lay claim to the throne of Israel, rather than acquiesce to his father's choice of Solomon as the chosen successor. Bringing up children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord does sometimes require disciplining them. Though the process of discipline might prove unpleasant for the child in the short term, it will produce, as the author of Hebrews chapter 12 put it, it will produce, quote, "the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby," unquote. One of the most important requirements of rearing children involves disciplining them to walk in the paths of righteousness. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.